From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. A cluster bomb attack on an Islamic State-held village in eastern Syria killed at least 15 people on Wednesday. Russian, Syrian, and U.S.-led coalition aircraft are all known to operate on the village of Dublin. Cluster bombs are designed to spread small bomblets across a wide area, but many fail to explode, endangering civilians long after the fighting has ended. One report says 15 bodies, including of women and children, were recovered in the village. Another quotes local informants as saying at least 35 people were killed in the village, which is between the IS strongholds of Al-Mayadeen and Bukama. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said a stolen police helicopter fired on the country's Interior Ministry and Supreme Court on Tuesday in what he called a terrorist attack by those seeking to oust him from office. Maduro vowed to catch those behind the attack, which had no reported injuries. Minister of Communications and Information later said the helicopter fired 15 shots at the ministry building and dropped at least 4 grenades at the Supreme Court. Some Maduro opponents speculated on social media that Tuesday's attack was staged to justify a crackdown. Both chambers of Congress are readying legislation to bar Americans from traveling to North Korea after the death of a U.S. citizen held by Pyongyang and amid the continued detention of 3 others. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker said Wednesday, "There is no question we shouldn't have people on a willy-nilly basis going to North Korea." This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says Syria appears to have heeded to a U.S. warning not to use chemical weapons. Mattis noted there had not been a new chemical attack in Syria since the White House issued a warning earlier this week. Mattis made the comments to the press traveling with him in Europe ahead of a ministerial NATO meeting in Brussels. He started his day in Germany, where he met with his German counterpart and had some pointed comments aimed at Russian President Vladimir Putin. VOA's Jeff Custer reports from Washington.
The two defense leaders held a ceremony commemorating the 70th anniversary of the Marshall Plan to rebuild Europe after World War II. During his remarks, Mattis also called out Russian President Vladimir Putin for causing what he called international mischief.
I mentioned a moment ago that discouraged people in need of inspiration, and there are millions of people like that who live today in Russia. Their leader making mischief beyond Russian borders will not restore their fortunes or rekindle their hope. And while we will meet with any aggression with what Danish Defense Minister Claus Frederiksen said was determination, deterrence, and purpose, we will also watch for a Russia that honors its people enough to abide by international law and so win for them the peace that we all offer.
Mattis and von der Leyen will join their fellow NATO ministers for meetings Thursday in Brussels. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met with top Qatari and Kuwaiti officials Tuesday to try to help broker an end to the escalating standoff between Qatar and its Gulf neighbors. Tillerson says he's encouraging dialogue between President Donald Trump, while President Donald Trump sharply criticizes Qatar for funding terrorism. VOA's diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain has more from the State Department.
Tillerson said in a statement it would be very difficult for Qatar to meet a list of 13 demands from the Saudi-led group, but there is room for dialogue.
Our role has been to encourage the parties to get their issues on the table, clearly articulated, so that those issues can be addressed and some resolution process can get underway to bring this to a conclusion.
State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said the U.S. will try to facilitate talks, but it is up to the Gulf countries themselves to work out their disagreements. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, told a congressional panel Wednesday that the United States is now taking a more assertive role at the world body to hold North Korea, Syria, and Venezuela accountable.
That's the latest.